Today is Daf Lamed Gimel, or in Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, second line from the bottom. Hayishtei Kitei Edim, the Mishnah said if there were two sets of Edim, Kafara Rishona, and the first one denied they have anything to say. Vachakas Kafara Shnia, and then the second one also denied they have anything to say. The Gemara said, the Mishnah, they're both Chayiv, because Edis could have been established with both. He asks the Gemara, Bishlama Shnia Tis Chayiv. I understand why the second one's Chayiv. The Kapara Havalei, the Kafra La Rishona. Because the second one denied...
First.
No, not first. The second one denied... I'm sorry. Because the first one denied that they have anything to add.
Okay.
And as Rashi points out at the bottom, the Einlo Eidim Ela Elu. All you have left are the second pair. Right? V'nimtza She'efsiduhu B'kfirasim. They will cause a loss by them keeping quiet. Ela Rishona Amai. Why is the first one Chayiv? Why is the first one Chayiv? Ha'Chayiv Mishnia. The second one's around. So the first one didn't really cause a loss because the second one's around. So why are they Chayiv? Crazy case. Amar Avina. Hacha Mayaskinan. The answer is Kigon Shehaisa Shnia B'Shas Kfiras Harishona Krovin. The second pair were related to the first pair at the time of the denial. So the second pair could not have given Edus because they were related. How were they related? They were brother-in-laws of the first pair. In other words, there are two sisters. One brother-in-law is from the first set. The other ones, it doesn't make a difference. And the second set, another brother-in-law. So he couldn't have testified anyway, together with the first set, because they're related to each other. Then, they were krov and b'nishoseyin. They were related to their wife. That's the only way that a relative can become not a relative. It's through marriage. Your brother is always going to be your brother. Your brother-in-law, not always. You get divorced from your wife, he's not your brother-in-law anymore. Then you can testify against him. Right? V'nishoseyin goes as those, and the wives were on their deathbeds. So there's a very good chance that they weren't going to be related to each other soon.
Right?
Because people, Rov, Mazatema, I would have thought... What? You don't have to say both wives. Mazatema, I would have said, Rov goes in Lamisa, most wives, most ghosts didn't pass away. That's just a normal thing. So therefore, if the wife's on her deathbed, she's probably going to die. So why can't I? So then I can test. I'm not really related. Kamash Malan, Hashtami Lo Shachar. Right now she didn't die. So right now you're not related. Right. Tosva says it also has to be that you saw the event before you got married, because then you got married, then the wife died. So now you're not related anymore. So, because the Tosfos says, the Tchila and the Sofa have to be Bekashras. So it has to be, you saw the event, you weren't married yet. Then you got married. So now you're related to the other Edim, who were also there. But you can't testify together because you're related now. Then the wives died. So you're not related anymore.
Yeah.
That's an example of a case where both sets are going to be Chayiv. In a Chanami, in a normal set case, the first set's not Chayiv. Why is the first set not Chayiv? Because second set's around. Got that? So if the Gemara comes up with a crazy case, why the first set would be Chayiv? Why would they be Chayiv? Because at the time of the Edus, they couldn't give testimony.
When you say Kofar, you mean that they're making a Shmur?
Yeah.
They make a Shmur. They know nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's not just the denying it. They're making also make the Shmur obviously.
Correct. Correct.
So.
And then we said the Shmur doesn't have to be in Bezin, but the denial does. Mashbi'a ani aleichem. Someone says, come swear for me. Imlo taviu tavo, if you don't come, the te'eduni, and give edus, sheyesh li biad ploni, that I have by so-and-so. So-and-so has one of my following things. A pikadon, either an item, tesushum ez yad, a loan, gezel, he stole something, aveda, he found something of mine. And do me a favor, come testify. I know you know about it. So come testify. It says to two people. And they say, Shvua she'ein anu yodun l'cha edus. We have nothing to do with you. Eino chayiv ela achas. They're only chayiv once, because they only said one shvua. What the shvua? What was the shvua? Even though he asked for four things. But they only denied, it's like a general denial, therefore they're only chayiv once. However, shvua, if they swear, she'ein onu yodim, we don't know, she'esh l'cha biad ploni, pikadon, we don't know about that pikadon, or tesum ez yod, we don't know about that loan, or Gezel. We don't know about the Gezel. Or Vaveda. We don't know about that Aveda either. Chayavin al kalachas vachas. The chayav on each and every one, because they specified each and every one. Okay?
Did that bring five korbanos?
Yes. Yes. Mashbiya ani aleichem. Swear for me. Imlo tavo, if you don't come. V'te'idu, and testify. Sheesh li biad ploni. That ploni has my following items. Chitin. Chitin, my wheat. What? Sa'orin, my barley. Kusmin, my spelt. Shavua, she'ein onu yodum cha'edus. We don't know anything about you. We don't know anything about what you want from us. Ein chayavin elachat. It's one shavua, because it's one denial. Shavua, she'ein onu yodum cha'edus. Sheesh lecha biad ploni. Chitin, usa'orin. The kusmin, but if they specify, we don't know about the wheat you want, we don't know about the barley, we don't know about this, we don't know about that. Same exact thing. Chayavan akal achas achas. You chayav for each and every one, because you've specified each and every item. It's the same thing twice. One was about claims, and one was about items.
That's the only difference?
No, that's the only difference, yeah. Now, mashbiya ani aleichem, swear for me that you know the following information. Imlo tavova to iduni, sheyesh li biad ploni, that ploni has the following item that belongs to me. Chatzi nezek. He damaged my car, he didn't pay. Chatzi nezek. Tashlumei kefel. Tashlumei abar v'chamisha. Or, v'sha'anath ish ploni esbiti. He violated my daughter. Or, upita esbiti. He seduced my daughter. Or, vihikani bini, or my son hit me. Rashi says, hakosh ein b'chabura. It was a wound, it was a hit that didn't leave a wound. Because if it left a wound, your son chayev misa. She'ein o chayev olav misa. Shamaka aviv ein o chayev elekin az b'chabura. Kivan deleka chabura. Sorry, now Rashi says something very, very difficult. Kivan deleka misa, since your son hit you, you didn't die, and he's not chayev misa because he didn't give you a wound, Ikka mamon deboshes. You have to pay now because he embarrassed you.
Yeah,
what about the nezek? What about the what is
no,
focus on boshes?
There's no damage.
There's no wound.
Wound. So?
Right? So what's left? Just the boshes.
Exactly.
Just put some slaps you in your face.
Wasn't hard.
So why,
right?
Why is that a problem for you?
There's no nezek. There's
nezek.
No tar, no doctor right. Bill, punching in my face, slapping right. In my face. Didn't cause me a wound. Just it's very embarrassing.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
The old mama's case.
That's the point. That's the point. It's all momentous cases.
Not criminal. Somehow you don't.
That's why it's making it very clear that you didn't damage him.
The hack of the doc is going to be about knas. That's going to be the next 3 days. What about knas? Let's say it was the middle of the shul. Everyone saw.
A good smack.
Really gave him a good smack. Gave his father a good smack, and everyone saw. So what? There's no nezek. No damage. What is it? It's terrible boshes. So there's no chabura, there's no chayavisa.
How about like a general criminal case? Against,
what do you mean criminal?
Like,
no such thing as criminal.
No, I mean, he raped someone else's daughter.
We're going to answer that tomorrow. We're going to answer that case of someone else's daughter. V'shechavel be, you have no shaykhis. You have no shaykhis to that person. It has to be that it causes me a loss. How does it cause me a loss if I...
Or you
raped us about his daughter.
Or you're supposed to be getting money out of it.
Right, doesn't cause you a loss.
Violated Shabbos. Come and swear that this guy... You, can,
you don't have to do that.
You can't do that.
No. We're going to, that's the next Mishnah. Or my friend hit me. Right? Rashi says it happened on Yom Kippur. It happened on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, we shouldn't remember Kippur, not allowed to afagav the onish kares, chayev mamon. We don't, the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, we don't say kimle by kares. So therefore, if he's chayev kares, because he did something wrong, he made a chabur on Yom Kippur, he still has to pay you. Right? Or, Vishahidlik as Gidishi Biyom HaKippurim, or he burnt down my storehouse on Yom Kippur. Again, Chayev Kares, but he still has to pay me. Hara'ilu Chayavin. All these cases are Chayev. All these cases are Chayev. Okay?
If they deny.
If they deny and they swear and it turns out it's not true, all these cases they're Chayev on a violating the Shavua of Shavua Tedas. Now, Iboilahu, what about Mashbia alai knas mahu. What about if I tell the Edom, come swear for me that he owes me a knas, that guy. What's a knas? Half the things in this Mishnah were a knas.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the issue with the knas? So well, the halacha is that if you're modeh b'knas patar. So how did the Edim cause me a financial loss by not wanting to testify about the knas? The guy can deny it anyway. And if he denies it, he doesn't have to pay.
He
can admit it, and then he doesn't have to pay. Yes, I stole from you. I stole you. I owe you kefil. Now I have to pay the kefil now. You modeh b'knas, you're patar. Now that's a machlokas. So first, right away the Gemara says, Aliba derbalazer berb Shimon loti bayalach. According to him, it's not a kasha. Why? Because he holds the Amar Yavo Edim Ve'idu. If Edim come and testify that you owe the knas, say, yeah, but I admitted it. What kind of answer is that? So what, you admitted it? So what? Yichayev kefil. So you admitted Yichayev kefil. Now you don't have to pay. It doesn't make any sense. So what? Right, Rashi says, the second Rashi in the Gemara. Yichayev. If you vote Edim Ve'idu, Edim come and testify that you owe the knas, V'izchayev, you have to pay. They don't niftar ba'odor rishona. You don't get out of it because you admitted it. What kind of thing is that? Dachi amrina modeh b'knas pater. When do we say? Now, there's a rule. Modeh b'knas pater. When is that? The kaimalon, Mashiach Yashir Elokim. It says that Hashem's going to, you know, you're a Russian in front of Hashem. Parla Mashiach is atzmo. Not when you make yourself into a Russia. Yes, I punched the guy. I stole from him. I chayv kefil. Then, that's when Edom don't show up. If Edom don't show up, you're putter and you admit something on the knas. Lo mashalom knas apume didei. You're not going to pay a knas by your own admission. Unlike if I admit I owe you money, I have to give you the money. I admit that Reuven Mati lent me $100. I owe Mati $100. I admitted it. But if I admit I stole from Mati and I owe him kefil, I don't have to pay the kefil. Why? Because that's already a worse, it's already a marshiel. So it has to be that someone else makes me have to pay. So if I'm owed to that, I don't have to pay.
Unless Edom come.
So here, the Edom are sitting here. Oh, we don't want to come testify for you. We don't know anything about you. Of course it's a loss. Right? If Edom show up later and confirm what I admitted, of course I have to pay. That's not a kasha. About Moed B'Knas. That's an Akasha. The Gemara was, what's the story with the Knas? Because the guy can admit it. According to Belazar B'Shem, it's not a Shiloh. Because admitting it means nothing. Right? Kiti Bayalach, what's the Shiloh? Right, Rashi, the next Rashi says, the Chayavin, of course you have to pay. Sharei Hefsiduhu B'Kifurasan. They caused you a loss by them denying it. They caused you a loss. What loss did they cause you? To pay. Kiti Bayalach, what's the Shiloh? Aliba D'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who hold the Amar Modeh B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim, he's still Potter. Modeh B'Knas and Achakach Bo Edim, you're Potter. Right? You're never going to be Chayev if you admit a Knas. I don't care what Edim say. So according to this, if the Edim are not going to testify about the Knas, they're causing you a loss. How else are you going to get the money? Right? Now, V'Rabbanan D'Hassam. Yesterday we had a discussion. What about one aid? Is one aid under this rule about Shavua, about Shavua's Aedus and all these rules about Shavua's Aedus? What about one aid? So we said yesterday, it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Dover hagore mamon is kemamon or not. I'm going to show up in Beis Din, but a machlokas what it means. I'm going to show up in Beis Din. Maybe there'll be another aid. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to show up. Maybe there'll be another aid. So when one aid denies it, that's good enough to make a Shavuos Aedus. To make him, he did a very bad thing. Why? Because if he wouldn't have done that, you never know. Maybe another aid will show up. Right? And the other one, what's one aid? Nothing. One aid's nothing. Right? So now, Rabbanan D'Hassam, the Rabbanan over there, let's say, you're never chayev on a knas. Kiman Svirluhu. Who do they hold like regarding this one aid issue? Who do they hold like regarding this one aid issue? Aliba, Ile, Makulazav Reb Shimon. If they hold like Makulazav Reb Shimon, who held one aid, the same Makulazav Reb Shimon, by the way, who held one aid is good, one aid could accomplish something, again, never on his own. Rashi said one aid on your own could accomplish something. That we said that we can't understand that. What we said was it meant that you never know who else is going to show up.
Right.
You never know who else saw the event. So don't be such a denier. Don't say you have nothing to add. Maybe you have something to add. So Ilema Kerbalazar Rebbe Shimon Dahacha. If Rebbe Lazar, if the Rabbanan who hold that Modeh B'Knas is always Pater, If they agree that 1/8 is good, right? If they would agree that 1/8 is good, right? Ha ka'amar, d'davar gorom l'mamon, k'mamon dami. Then why, what, then, yeah. Right. So if you hold, if the Rabbanon hold that mod v'knas, the achach bo edim is potter, right? They're never going to be chayiv. Why is that any different? But he holds that 1/8 is good. But he holds 1/8 is good, like Elazar Rav Shimon over here, yeah, we did yesterday. He holds 1/8 is good. Then why would edim? Why would mod v'knas v'achach bo edim be potter? Why? Look what Rashi says. Very key Rashi. E Kirlazar Reb Shimon Sirilahu. If the Rabbanon, who hold that Modi Beknas, V'ahachach Bo Edim is Pater, if they hold that, Baha, Sirilahu Baha, the Davar HaGarin L'mamon, K'mamon Dami. They hold that something that could cause money is good enough. It's like money. Ma'im Esapkalei D'mashbiya Edim Knas. What's the Shaila about, you have a question about Edim Knas. E Nami Lav Mamonahu. Even if it's not money, it's a knas. Batzer migorim lamamon lohavi. Is it any worse than this indirect causing of money? Is it worse than that? Why is it worse than that? It's not worse, right? The hakilo mode mishali mamon. If he wouldn't admit, of course they would have to pay. So tim shot loch the mechayvi carbon shvua mishum degorim lamamon. So. They should be chayav a shvua, because it could cause a loss of money. In other words, the Rabbanon can't hold like Rav Elazar ben Shimon. The Rabbanon hold that if you admit an edim come, you're pater. That can only make sense if you hold that davar hagor mamon is not mamon. If you hold it is, then why would edim coming after the event be worse than 1/8?
Right.
That's why the Gemara says ella. You're right. Kerabbanon, it's like the Rabbanon, the hacha, the amri, davar hagor mamon. Lav k'mamon dami. So edim about a knas is not considered money. So if edim withhold edus about a knas, did they cause a financial loss? What? Well, kivad ilu mode miftar lav mamon kakafalik. If the guy's going to deny, I'm sorry. If he's going to admit, opposite. If he's going to admit, there's no loss. Why is there no loss? Because mode of a knas is potter. However, odilma hashtemi lo odi. Right now, we didn't admit it yet. He didn't admit it yet. So it's a potential admission. So what is that? So the Gemara says, one second, Tashma, half our mission with things of Knas. Mashbiya, ni aleichem, imotobu, vizuni, sheshli, bad, ploni, nezek, v'chatzi nezek. V'chatzi nezek, knasahu. Chatzi nezek is a Knas. What's chatzi nezek? My animal is a tam, and it damaged your animal. Or it damaged your property. So what is that? So the truth is, it's a machlokes. If chatzi nezek is a knas or mamon, so hanich b'van d'omar palganis k'mamona. That all makes sense. That's the Gemara's answer. Gemara says, "K'man d'omar palganis k'mamona." It's a machlokas. Why do you have to pay chatzi nezek? Is it a knas or is it money? So it's a machlokas. So our Mishnah is talking about the one who holds it's mamon. There's not a knas. 1 minute, hanich b'van d'omar palganis k'mamona. That makes sense if you hold it's mamon. El man d'omar knas ma'ikal emer. What if you hold it's a knas taka? So the Gemara answers, the chatzin ezek did tzroros. It's a funny chatzin ezek of tzroros, which when the animal walks and it shoots a pebble out from under its foot and it knocks your vase over and it breaks your vase, that's chatzin ezek. Why? That's a crazy thing. That's not, no one holds, not everyone holds that's a knas, right? It's tzroros, dilchasa, birla, dermonu. Sorry, everyone holds that that's mamon, and therefore there's no riot in our mission that we're talking about a knas. So tashma, tashlume kethel. What about kethel? Is it kethel a knas? Yeah. The answer is Mishum Karna. No, I'm only asking, I only want the Karen back. That's not a Knas. I'll testify about the Karen. The Kefal, I'm not testifying about.
Why not?
Because it comes anyway.
Exactly.
So the point is, but I'm not testifying about a Knas. I'm testifying about the Karen. I don't know the halacha, what happens if you steal. But look at the next one. Tashlumi Dalvehe. Dalvehe also in the Mishnah. Isn't Dalvehe a Knas?
I think it's a Knas.
I stole $100, has to be like 500?
Right.
Why am I paying back 500? It's a Knas. Same thing, Mishum Karna. I'm only seeking the Karen. The fact that the Torah awards me extra money.
Yeah,
but that all happened.
That's second money.
What?
That's second.
That's the same people. Same people that were there the whole time. They were tracking that animal. And they testify about everything. The point is, they're only testifying about the keren. The fact that there's going to be dal v'hei has nothing to do with them. The Torah said they have to pay that dal v'hei. That's not what the testimony is about. Next. Sh'onas ish ploni upita ezbiti. A guy either raped my daughter or seduced my daughter. You have to pay a knas. You have to pay a knas for that. Right? It's a set amount. It's a knas. So the Gemara says, Mishum boshes upagam. No, you're not paying. We're not talking about the knas. Boshes and pagam. My daughter now is a pagam. And there was boshes. Terrible embarrassment. Everyone's talking about my daughter. What happened to what this guy did to her? That's not a knas.
Questioning the whole punishment of, I mean, that the 50s question, whatever money he has to give to the father, the question that whether it's a knas or not?
No, we're not talking about that money.
Oh, no.
We're talking about boshes and pagam, which is for sure not a knas. Rashi says,
the problem is he's separated.
I know. Do ikka mamon, because we're talking about money. Rashi says, the knas davar kutz of batorah. The knas is something specifically set, a number made up in the Torah. Kigon, lama chel eved, bein eved yakar, bein eved zol. Right? You damage your Eved, you have to pay 30 shekel. Whether he's an Olympian or he's 100 years old. 30 shekel. Where'd that come from? It's a knas. Right? V'chein, nun shel ones, shel mafate, shel mechal anashim. You violate someone's daughter, you have to pay a set amount. Avo boshes, it's not a set amount. Hakol lefi hamavayish hamashbayish. Who did the embarrassing and who got embarrassed? Right? So the Torah Chayyim asks an unbelievable question. He says, why is the Gemara going out of its way to not say knas? Say very simple. The Mishnah is talking about knas, and it's a raya that knas is considered a monetary loss. Why is the Mishnah torturing itself not to say that? So the Torah Chayyim answers, because in this Mishnah, there's no real knas. What's real knas? $100 a motzi shemra. A motzi, someone says, slanders the daughter, has his wife, someone else's daughter, has been... Nun shall own to a fata. 30 of a net. Those are real knas. The Mishnah mentions none of those. What does it say? Chatzi nezek. Leads you to believe they're not talking about knas. You want to tell me the halacha about knas? Say knas straight out. It's always like partial, could be knas, could not be. So we're not going to say the knas. Because the Mishnah didn't mention real knas. Okay.
The problem is they come out once you have a case anyway.
I know.
Yeah, but Ma'anis is my daughter. That's not knas. Why is that not knas?
What?
Someone's ma'anes my daughter. Why is
it is a knas, but the Mishnah didn't say the 50 shekel of that. Oh. What the Mishnah is talking about? Boshes and pagam. That's not a knas. Now, so Michael Mashmalon, Kula Mamonahu, what do you want to tell me now? That the Mishnah is talking about money? Then why on earth would the Mishnah have to mention so many cases? It's all the same thing. It's the same thing. So Reisha Chala Kamashbalon, Seifa Chala Kamashbalon. There's a Chiddush in the Reisha, there's a Chiddush in the Seifa. Reisha Chala Kamashbalon, the Chatzin Ezek Tzoros Monu. First of all, to tell you that Chatzin Ezek Tzoros is considered money. The Seifa Chala Kamashbalon, that the Kishhilik is a Gadi B'Shabit, B'Yom HaKippurim, that if you burn someone's house down on Yom Kippur, even though you violated Yom Kippur by lighting a fire, you're still going to have to pay for the house. Why? Lafuki Mai, why? Because Lafuki Mudun Nuchuni Ben Akana, to exclude the opinion of Nuchuni Ben Akana, the Tanya, or Nuchuni Ben Akana Omer, Hayosi Yom Kippurim, Kishabbos, the Tashlumin. He said that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is the same thing regarding Tashlumin. That what? Ma Shabbos, just like Shabbos, Yechayev money, Yechayev death, even though you have to pay money. So too, Yom Kippur, you're Chayev money, even though.
Shabbos, you're not Chayev.
What?
Shabbos,
I'm sorry. The Chuni Ben Akona holds you're not liable. You're not liable. Why? We say Kim Le Midirabavine. Since you violated Shabbos, you don't have to pay for the guy's damage. We don't hold like that. On Shabbos, we do hold like that.
On Yom Kippur, we don't.
Why? Because in Yom Kippur, there's no skila. There's only courage from Hashem taking care of that. So you have to pay. Hashem do his job. You do your job. But if it's skila, where both punishments are from this planet, right? Then we say Kimle. So you're only going to get Skila. You don't have to pay for the guy's house, right? Okay. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya regarding the issue about the knas. Mashbi ani aleichem imlo tavo v'taduni shahotzi ish ploni shemra albiti chayavin. Right? That's a clear case of panas. Mosi Shemra. Somebody, this guy got married to my daughter. He comes back the next morning after the wedding night. She wasn't a basula. Pure Mosi Shemra. She was, of course she was a basula. So well, it turns out he's lying. He has to pay knas. He has to pay knas. So what do you see? That wasn't in our Mishnah. But there's a Brisa that says that. So what do you see? Now, by the way, the im, ha'odu bi'atzmo, putter. If he admits it on his own, he's putter. If he admits it, yes, I made up the whole story. Then he's putter. Why? Modim knas is putter. What do you see from the first case? The case of chayev. You see from here that edim that can pay that will prevent you from getting a knas are considered edim, right. False edim. That's exactly what Elazar Rishimon said, right? Hamani, Elazar Rishimon, he damar bo edim biyudu. Edim are going to come and say that yeah, you were moti shemra, yeah, but I admitted it. So what? We're edim now. The chayev, right? It's aim a seifa. So one second, the seifa of that mishnah makes no sense. This doesn't. It says hodu mi'atzmo putter. But if you hold the batsman, you're putter. According to the laws of Rishimon, you're not putter.
Right.
A son of Rabbanan? Such as the Rabbanan who hold that once you're moda, you're putter? No. Kula of laws of Rishimon. Everything's laws of Rishimon. Rachi Kamar. Lo mishkachas la, hold the batsman of the putter. You're never going to be able to admit and escape liability. Ella only hechadaleka eidim klal. For hold the batsman. Unless eidim never show up. If you admit and eidim never show up, then you're right. In the chanami, you're going to get off the hook. However, if you admit and Adam show up later, of course you're going to be chayev. That's what he holds. Okay? So we never resolve the question, what's the story with the knas? It's not resolved.
If,
right?
Well, it seems like it.
It's not resolved. Because on the one hand, you could say, well, Moed B'Knas is putter.
Right.
But on the other hand, he didn't admit it yet.
But
he didn't admit. But he could. So what's the story? So we don't answer that. We have that question not answered. That question's not answered.
Something, you're not, you still have
to
make
friends.
If Adam come a year later?
Yeah, there's no statute of limitations.
What?
There's no statute of limitations.
Yeah. If you admit,
I did steal from him and I admit it. Right. Here's the Karen back. I don't have to pay kefil. Because I motive a knas. Then 20 years later, Adam show up. Now you have to pay the kefil now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Next Mishnah. Mashbia ani alechem, swear for me, imlo tavo, you're not going to come, v'te'idu, and come testify, sha'ani kohen, that I'm a kohen, sha'ani levi, that I'm a levi, sha'ani ben gerusha, I'm not a tainted kohen, I'm a good kohen, sha'ani ben chalutza, I'm not a ben chalutza, I'm not tainted. Now, none of these things are going to be a valid shvua, because none of them could lead to monetary benefit. Or they don't cause a monetary loss. What about not getting truma some isris? The answer is, no one has to give you truma some isris. They don't have to give it to you. They can give it to the coin they like, not to you, who they don't like, right? So it's not a monetary loss, because I'm not entitled to it anyway. The shavit's entitled to it. The shavit's entitled to truma some isris. Not me.
How do they know, how can you swiss on something? How do you know he's a
delivery?
He's a doctor.
He was there. Right? She ish ploni Kohen. What about that someone else is a Kohen? She ish ploni Levi. That guy's a Levi. What does that do with me? How does him being a Kohen affect me? The answer is it doesn't. That's why none of these things are going to be valid. She ain't no Ben Gerusha. She ain't no Ben Chalutza. He's not a Ben Gerusha. He's not a Ben Chalutza. Right? Maybe my daughter wants to date him. If I want to date him, he's a pure Kohen. No taint. Nothing to do with me financially. She'anas ish ploni es bito. That somebody else seduced, violated that door, his daughter. What does that do with me? She'pita es bito. Somebody seduced Yenim's daughter, my neighbor's daughter. What does that do with me? Right? She'chaval bi bini, or my son hit me and he did make a wound. Now he's chayimisa, my son. Or she'chaval bi chaveri she'hila kadishi b'shabes. Took a place on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur, but on Shabbos. Hare Ela Peturin. All these cases, right? And then they deny that they have any testimony. They're all putter. They're not considered as violating the Shavuos Eidus because none of this led to monetary benefit. None of it was a monetary loss to the guy. Now,
you will
get that this week.
I think
That's later in the week.
Now,
yes, we're taking Hashem's name for nothing. We're not talking about chayv for that. We're talking about chayv for this.
No money will get on that.
What?
No money will get on that.
No, but still, just taking Hashem's name.
There's no one talking about cases with his money.
Now, you raised the question before. So, if I want Adis that what's his name is a Kohen, what does it do with me? Taima, that has nothing to do with me, right? The Ish Ploni Kohen, the Ish Ploni Levi. If I say, testify that what's his name is a Kohen, or what's his name is a Levi, that has nothing to do with me, I can't do that. How about this? Hamani Leploni Blad Biad Ploni. Testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. My name is Levi. But I want you to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. It sounds like that would be Chayev. And then the guy says to me, I don't know anything, I don't know any agents about your two neighbors over there. And it turns out it's a lie. They'd be chayev. Aye, what's the shaykhis to me? How do I gain or benefit? I don't. But the mission, the case is that I say, I want two agents to testify that you owe him money.
Okay.
How's that a financial loss to me?
Theory.
What does that do with me?
Well, if the agents
are... What about, I'm a good Samaritan, I want people to pay back their debt? What does it do with me?
I want to give them a law, I want to pay...
Why did the Mishnah mention that case? Why didn't it? The Mishnah mentioned a funny case about a guy being a Kohen and a Levi. What about a regular case about owing money?
Yeah.
Right? You're right, because I also have money from him, and I want him to pay him back, so I can go bother him later. I understand. But that's not in the Mishnah. So what's in the Mishnah? About being a Kohen. Who cares about that? Since the Mishnah didn't mention that, it implied that would be Chayiv. And what's my Shaykhus to you guys? Right? Voktani Seifa, but the Seifa said, Ad sheyishma mipi atoveya. You have to hear it from the toveya, from the lender. I'm not the lender. I'm a good Samaritan. I want people to pay me out their debts. I want people to keep the Torah, like you said. I saw him be Michal Shabbos, right? So I'm going to make the Eden swear that he owes him money. What's the shakas to me? Not only that, it doesn't even work unless the toveya comes and says, please come give testimony, the guy is such a deadbeat, right? I'm not the toveya. I'm not even a party. I'm just a good Samaritan. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, no. But Baba Harsha, I have the right to collect on his behalf. I'm not the lender. But the lender couldn't get paid. The lender couldn't get his money. He says, Menachem, here, do me a favor. Try to get the money out of the borrower for me. I give you the right to collect the money.
He's a great lawyer.
Exactly. He's a collection. He's from collections.
So doesn't he stand in the place of the lender?
Yes, he does. That's exactly the point. That's why he has shaykhus. That's exactly the point.
Therefore,
it's chayiv. We don't write such a thing amataltalin. We don't write those. That's only when he denies it. But he didn't deny that he owes you the money. He never denied it. He just didn't pay. But if there's no denial, then we do write it. Tana Rabbanan. How do you know, where do you get this idea that the denial of a loan, the denial of Eidos, only applies what has to do with money? How do you know that? It applies only has to do with money. Where'd that come from? We've been saying it all along. We've assuming, I testify that I'm a Kohen, no financial issue, not as true as Eidos. Where'd you get that from? There are going to be four answers to this question. Answer number one. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Nemar Kan O, V'Nemar Lahalan O. It says over here the word O, and it says by Shavuot HaPikadon, which has to be talking about money. I asked you to watch my Gemara. The Gemara is money. I asked you to watch my iPad. That's worth money. Has to be talking about money. This also is talking about money. Ma Lahalan, Einam Adar B'Ela B'Tfiyas Mamon. Af Kan, Einam Adar B'Ela B'Tfiyas Mamon. Says the Gemara, O and Dorotseachu. Maybe the O, which says by murder. Rashi says it says O be'evahi kahu O hishlich Olav b'tzeda. It says O. Maybe it's talking about murderers. Shein O and Umadaber and Shlob b'tzvias mamon. That's nothing to do with tzvias mamon. Nothing to do with money of being a murderer. The Gemara says no. Don't an O and sheish imon shvua. O and sheish imon shvua. No, we compare O's that have shvuas. V'ayuchichu O and Dorotseach sheish imon shvua. Don't bring the O from left field. Right? This is, the Meiri says, this is another example where Gzeirah Shava, we don't know what the Gzeirah Shava is, we just know the words. So the Gemara suggests, maybe it's O from somewhere else. No, it's not O's or Shavuot. How about this? Owen de Sota Yochichu. What about the O by Sota? She hate Owen. V'yishimon Shvua. There's a Shvua by Sota. She has to swear she was faithful, right? V'udabim Shalom B'tvias Mamon. That's nothing to do with money. It was whether or not she was faithful. So what do you see? Who said it's an O by Shvua's happy Kodon? So the Gemara says, no. Gun and Owen, she'yishimon Shvua, but ain't anyone Kohen. Mamon, she'yishimon Shvua, but ain't anyone Kohen. But over there, there's a Kohen involved. There's a Kohen over here. Al Yochichu, Owen Motzeach. Don't bring me from left field to Owen over Tzeach. She'enimon Shavua. Ayochicha Owen de Sota. Shavvish Yeshimon Shavua. Yeshimon Kohen. There's a Kohen. So therefore, that's answer number one. Answer number one, it's Xerah Shavu from Shavu's Epikadu. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Kiva Omer. It says, Fahaya ki yesham la'achas me'ele. Yesh me'ele shu chayev. Sometimes he chayev. The yesh me'ele shu pater. Sometimes he pater. Haketzad. When you chayev, when you pater. Tavu mamon chayev. Money chayev. Tavracha pater. Some other issue, you pater. Answer number two. Answer number three. The Brotz Aglili Omer, Hayom where it says, V'hu Eid Ora O Yada. This is hard. If Eid Ora O Yada, if you're a witness, if you saw it, or if you know about it.
That's an Eid.
I know. Now, why does it say if you know about it and if you saw? Which implies, Be'edus Hamitzkayemes Beri'iya V'lo Yadiya. You can have something with seeing, but you don't know what you saw. Or b'yadia below yiriyah katzam adaber. Or you know, but you never saw it. That can only apply by money. Tomorrow the Gemara will say why that can only apply by money. What does that mean? How do you know something and not see it? They come. How you right? Yiriyah below yiriya. How could you see something and not know what you're seeing? Okay, how could that be? Mana manizu lechal ploni b'fnei ploni uploni. Right? You view ploni uploni vidu zayiriyah below yiriya. I saw Mati hand Mr. G money. Do I know why he handed in the money? I don't know why. Was it a loan? Was it paying back a loan? Was it a gift? I have no idea. But I saw the money transfer hands. I have a urea. I saw it. I don't know what I saw. That could only be my money. Now, can I come and testify to that? Yeah. I saw him hand the money. What it's about?
What you saw.
Well, I'm testifying what I saw. What it's about, I don't know. That could only be a case. No other way. There's no other testimony where you could see something and not know what you're seeing. There's no other thing that could be. By murder or by Michal Shabbos. There's no other thing it could be. It has to be only by money.
Why can't he have seen him?
Tomorrow the Gemara will go through. Why can't it be something else? Again, I don't know what I saw. But I saw the money transfer. What it was, I don't know. But
let's say it was a chetz and not
a chetz. That's the same thing. It's about money.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. The Gemara says, why, maybe murder. The guy comes out of a room the knife is bloody. He didn't see it, but he knows it happened.
No, but then he knows it happened. He didn't see it.
But that's the other one. That's the other way. Yediyah below Re'iyah. What's Yediyah below Re'iyah? That can also only be by money. Is where Ketad, Mana, Hadisu, Libeth, Pony, Pony, they came and admitted to me. They both came and admitted. By the way, I owe Mr. G $100. They both came. I didn't see it, but I know it. How do I know it? They both admitted it to me. That can only be by money. You can't admit to a murder. You can't admit to doing an Avera. You can only admit by money. Right? That's Yediyah below Re'iyah. I know it, but I didn't see it happen. Okay? That only be by money, therefore Shavuot is only by money. Case number four, let's try to do it fast. Rav Shimon Omer, Chayiv Kan, the carbon over here by Shavuot Eidus, the Chayiv Bipikadon, Chayiv Kan, the Chayiv Bipikadon. Ma'al Ha'al, and Enem Adabra El Tvias Mamon, Af Kan, Enem Adabra El Tvias Mamon. So over there it's money, here it's also about money. The Ode, Kal V'Chomer, it's also about Kal V'Chomer. Ma'apikadon, She'asa B'Nashim, Ka'Nashim. Bipikadon, I ask you to watch something. It could be I asked a man to watch it, or a woman. Doesn't make a difference, right? Krovim, Kerechokim, relatives, non-relatives, Zulim, Sheirim, all of them, Chayiv, Al-Kalachas, Ba'achas, B'fnei Bezin, B'shalom B'fnei Bezin, Eino Medaber, Ela B'tfias Mamon. It's only about money. So Eidus now, Shalom Asa, Ba'nashim, Ka'nashim. Women can't testify about Eidus. Krovim, Kerechokim, Zulim, Kesherim, V'eino Chayiv, Ela'achas, B'fnei Bezin, Eino Din, Shalom Yedaber, Ela B'tfias Mamon. So aren't we talking about money? Right? So what do you see? Four explanations that this issue about AIDS is only about money. And now we'll pick up tomorrow. Now we're going to dissect each one of the four. Okay? Everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow. You want to say Kaddish?
Hey.